This is Eric Reichards from First Bank Hampton. It's the perfect time to start planning for the upcoming season, and we are here to help you grow. With our range of agricultural loans, you can get the resources you need, whether it's new equipment, seed, or operating capital. Our experienced team understands the challenges you face, and we offer flexible solutions tailored to your operation. Reach out to us today to discuss how we can support your farm this year. Call 641-456-4793 or stop by First Bank Hampton. Let's make this season a successful one with our lenders on your side. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Right now, we are joined by second-year president of NIAC. That is Joel Pedersen, going to get an update on the current school year. Going to get his thoughts. If you heard back in December here on the Newsmaker, we talked with Provost at ECC Barb Pine as we talked about enrollment at Iowa's community colleges increasing, going back to pre-pandemic levels. Get his thoughts on that. And, of course, we'll talk with Joel about the latest as it relates to the Career Center that's expected to open here, I believe, later this year. So, Joel, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Joel, let's begin by talking about enrollment there at NIAC, I guess, first and foremost. Are you guys kind of seeing that trend that was seen by the Iowa Department of Education's press release for all community colleges in Iowa?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, been really fortunate the last four semesters. So my four semesters as president, we have seen an increase in enrollment. And so not only headcount, but also I think this semester we saw over, 1,600 increase in credits. So it's been a really good thing, like I said, for four semesters in a row. We even saw a little bit of an increase in some of our adult learners. So that's always good too, because I think that that's one of the things we always want to do as a school is really be here for everybody. And so maybe there's that adult learner that maybe, you know, lost an opportunity, a job, and then we can retrain them and get them right back into a better situation. Yeah, so we would say that similar trends, and we're hopeful that those will continue, even though we're going to, you know, have the same data that shows less people graduating or less births going back to the financial crisis in 2008. So yeah, it's good news, and hopefully that will continue.
And speaking of that good news, so I asked Barb basically a brief question too of why you believe that is. Obviously, the affordability aspect comes into it, but she went to more in depth too between student professor ratio, things like that. So why do you believe these are going back to pre-pandemic levels here, Joel?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's kind of, I go back to that kind of that personal story, because I think I've told you before, I was a first generation college student and started at community college too, went to Indian Hills in Southeast Iowa and got my first 2 years done. And certainly affordability, I think everybody, you know, also knows you. Oftentimes the class sizes are smaller. We spend a lot of time with making sure we do good advising. And we've also seen some things that we call basically how we hold on to students. And so, you know, we're able to keep them and come back. And so we've seen some increases in that area too. And I think that goes back to relationships. And maybe there's a student that's struggling. Maybe they have a flat tire and they need some help. So we have special places or funds that sometimes we just make sure that we realize that there might be problems outside of academics that we need to help them be successful. So I think when you put all of those things together, you know, we just really, like I said, take everybody where they're at. Maybe they're ready for a 3-week welding class. Maybe they're ready to get a diploma in welding. We take them where they're at. We start them, and then maybe they go from that 3-week class and they say, like, listen, I really like it here, so I want to continue. So I think that's the beauty of the community college too. We can change things and make changes with our curriculum, I think, pretty quickly because of our model. And I just think it connects. And I also think too, last thing I'll say is, you know, we have that technical side of things where we're training HVAC technicians, we're training nurses, and then we're also giving people that maybe want to get their first 2 years done and then go be a teacher, or they want to go do something in a medical field. So I think it's just really trying to be there for lots of different needs and remind people that, you know, you can start here at NIAC and, you know, you can take classes as a high school student. So all those things combined, I think, are really good for the opportunities here in North Iowa.
And you mentioned back in September, too, that in result, you guys are able to expand on programs you offer. So it's kind of helps when you get the enrollment up and you're able to offer more programs. You're going to probably see a continuation of the enrollment increase. Again, we're joined by second year NIAC President Joel Pedersen. Again, as we talk about that report from the Iowa Department of Education with the latest data and enrollment trends in Iowa's community colleges up, going back to pre-pandemic levels. So we're talking almost 10 years. Now, another reason we bring Joel on every so often, well, the big news here in Hampton here a couple of years ago when it first broke was the Career Center going up by the industrial park. And I guess, Joel, you told me off air, you're able to see what's going on there. Even though it's cold outside, it's warming up now, but you're telling me that there's still work going on there.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It was really my first chance to get inside the building, and the drywallers are in there, the electricians are going to work. So I had to put my hard hat on and go around. But you know, I can't wait to share this with not only the schools that make up this partnership, but also the community of Hampton, because it is a first-rate building. It'll be a place that a business could have meetings. It could be a place where if there's a class that's needed, maybe there's a continuing ed class that we need to do. It is just going to be a great place, like I said, for the community and the schools. I was surprised, honestly. I mean, you look at plans on paper, but then when you go in, I was amazed by how big and spacious the area was, from the classroom to the computer labs, you know, to the welding labs. And so we're on path to get done, I think, hopefully in July sometime. We're going to do a lot of things around the fair time to hopefully show it off. And then we're really getting into just recruiting season and making sure that parents understand the importance too. And I would like to talk about, we're going to be the first career center of our three that what we call a two-year model. And so Forest City and Charles City, typically those are senior students to take classes, but we're looking at being the first academy in our area to offer a two-year. And what that means is you'll be able to come as a junior and then stay as a senior and walk across. If you're a Hampton Dumont student, you would walk across your high school stage to get your Hampton Dumont graduation diploma. At the same time, we would be giving you perhaps a welding diploma or a buildings and trades diploma. The health occupations will be a little different, but we would allow you to have almost all your prerequisites done. So say you wanted to be a nurse or a physical therapy assistant, you could actually almost have all that done, ready to enroll in the fall after you graduate, which typically it takes another year to do that. So that second year model, for example, and I know I'm rambling, but I'm super excited. For example, if you're a welding student, you'll save $8,000 to $10,000 while you're in high school by doing your welding diploma on the campus at the Hampton Center or the Franklin County Center. So it'll be our first go at it. We're excited about it, and we'll be able to share more about that over the next couple of years, about getting people that want to go right to the workforce or people that want to come right to NIAC after they graduate and continue. So.
And now you mentioned the education aspect, not just within the building, but for you guys, you got to inform the audience what's to happen. So you talked about going to the fair again here in Franklin County, which is also in July. And obviously, we're trying to inform people as much as we can here about what this facility will do. Is that what you guys are still working on, is informing the public how this all worked then, Joel?
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully we'll be able to open it at different times. I think the fair makes a lot of sense. And then we're also in the midst of working with the counselors, the principals, and then the parents, because oftentimes I think the biggest thing we have to do is make sure that we connect with the parents, because sometimes, you know, I think about my own experience with my own sons. You know, I probably knew things because I was a superintendent and I was in the schools. But for some parents, we got to make sure that they understand how great of an opportunity this is, because they'll encourage their children to try it. So I think between the recruiting aspect, getting the students there, also working with families, and then also we'll be working with businesses like we did in Charles City, that there'll be some that will want to maybe donate to some of the needs of the building and things like that. And then making sure that we understand, you know, if you're Franklin County Hospital, we're going to be hopefully, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, helping them get nurses, helping them get CNAs, helping them get LPNs. So really, it's, as we know, a lot of community college students go back to their hometowns or stay in Iowa. We want to make sure that we fill those needs that are in the community. So I think it's going to be just a win-win for everybody in that area. And if you think about it, it's still that area where, you know, if you get to West Fork, you get a little closer to us, but you get down to that Belmont area, that Hampton area, it's a little further away from our main campus. So the opportunity for those students to be right there, be able to get free college credit during high school. And then maybe there's an adult that wants to join too. They can also join too. So it's just, as you can tell from my voice, pretty excited.
Yes, you are. And likewise, you've mentioned the students from BK, HD Cal, West Fork taking part in college level training. And again, no cost in the areas of advanced manufacturing, health occupations, business, and the like. So Again, we're joined by NIAC President Joel Pedersen in his second year as we talk about that career center, also about community college enrollment in Iowa. And Joel, anything else you'd like to add for the good of the cause, I guess?
Yeah, I just like everybody to know, and this will be something we'll have to ramp up to get here, but I think our ultimate goal too is perhaps to build some new housing in Hampton. And so whether that's a starter home that we are able to sell and then we get funding for the next house, but we want to work with economic development and to actually maybe help with housing, because I know that's a challenge in our area too. So that will be, we'll have to ramp up to that, but that's a long-term goal too, is to try to help with some of the housing and give our students real life experience actually building a house from start to finish. There'll be some help in some of the foundation work and things like that, but really allowing them to not just be in the classroom all the time, but actually going out and seeing what the foundation looks like, what adding the sticks of the house and then adding the drywall and all that. So a lot to happen. And I will be in Hampton a lot trying to share our story, and just I'm so thankful to the support of Mary down there getting us the land, and just will be a great place for her to be housed with us too. So she can actually use that to help economic development down in Franklin County.
And you mentioned the hands-on experience for the kids too, going to be very beneficial. So Joel, thanks a lot for joining us, taking the time to talk about this. And the next time you're in Hampton, hey, feel free to stop by, okay?
It's always good to see everybody, and I appreciate it. And just thanks to everybody for the continued support and that you do for NIAC. We just have so much support across this region. And, I know Hampton's been a long-time supporter of NIAC, and just want to say thank you.
All right, that's Joel Pedersen, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Teresa Fielding with First Bank Hampton. We have the perfect tool to kick off your New Year's resolutions. Start fresh and reach your financial goals with Insights, the free budgeting tool available exclusively for customers in digital banking. Insights help you track your spending, set budgets, and stay motivated all year long. Take control of your finances. Try First Bank Hampton's digital banking and activate Insights today. Your resolutions deserve support, and we're here to help. Make this your best year yet with Insights. Member FDIC.